Yes.
Alice, can you talk a little bit about Father Grace and how it works? You know, I've read that grace is to be earned, and then I've read that it's a gift. And it seems to be contradictory to me. I don't quite understand what it is.
Well, gift also needs to be earned, isn't it? In our human level also. It's simple. So the thing is that no Tom, Dick and Harry would want to give you a gift or anything.
Right.
You have to come in contact with the person.
Earn
that gift.
Earn
you follow that. Sir. His grace is, he says, that is ever flowing. It's like a torrential river that is there. And you go there. If you really feel thirsty, then go there. But if you go there without any vessel or anything, how will you? If you need water and all that, you need to have the container for it. The grace needs container also.
Is it true that suffering makes the container deeper?
Yeah.
To be able to receive the grace.
Suffering and constant remembrance of Him, yeah. There are very good stories about the grace and the container and all that sort of thing. Most important is that when you seek His grace, first of all, beware that you have a proper container to hold the grace. And then, dare yourself to earn for the grace.
Hmm. Well, what would happen if you didn't have a proper container?
Yeah. It is there.
Huh? It's just there. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Hmm. You can't hold it.
Yeah. What is the story? You remember that?
Which
I have been
one?
Telling.
Which one? The one at the gate or the one in the bowl?
Listen.
Here with the man.
Listen. Okay, I'll tell. Never mind you, I'm getting out of breath, I'm getting old.
I'll tell Eric. You mean the one at the gate?
Suffering. Your vessel is getting deeper, Eric.
Yeah. No, the vessel has become like a sieve now. What has happened is, just to give you an idea of what container means. What do you mean by containing the grace? That is container. How do you contain it? So the story is, there's a young man by name Bobby Gardino. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
His relative.
So what happened?
Five of them, as a matter of fact. I've known him for so long.
Okay. So what has happened is that he is young, energetic, strong and all that. And he is in pursuit of truth. He wants to have a grip on the truth itself. So he is wandering from place to place, going from one at the feet of one master, another master, and here and there, all over India. He's young, he's energetic, strong, and he's after truth. The time had come for him. So that's how he's being led. One day, he has wandered so much that he's in a marketplace in a certain city. And he is all dazed and he is eager to find out. Now years have passed by and what's happening? Where can I find the master? So all of a sudden in the marketplace, as he's going, his shoulder dashes against another man who is walking fast. You see, the marketplace is crowded on. So the old man stops and says, "Hey, youngster, what's the matter with you? Don't you see this? What are you doing? Have you gone crazy or mad or what is it? What are you wandering about? For what?" The time had come. See how the coincidence is. So he tells his story to the old man who has been hurt by his shoulder. "Oh," he says, "that craze you have, that being so young and you wanted that. You want to have a grip over the truth and want the grace of the master. For that you cannot have it here. It's a marketplace. It's not to be sold as go there. On the outskirts of the city, there's a little hamlet there. Outside the hamlet, on the outer fringes of the hamlet, you'll come across, then you give them direction, a hut, like thing, hutment. There you'll find an old man. And tell him about it, and he's the right person for you. Go. He's very enthusiastic. So he walks the distance, goes far and all that, eventually finds the place. And he sees the hut, he ventures to enter there. It's a nice little room there in that. And sees the old man, very old, venerable person seated there. And around him are youngsters, old people, men, women are all there. And he is having a jolly good time, making them laugh, have a good humor and all that sort of thing. But in every little thing, there is a little tinge of the secret that he divulges. So he sits quietly, he is the first comer there after long many years of search, and he feels within his heart he is the right one. And he must be all-knowing, so he must know that I have come, who I am, why have I come. He sits there. The day passes by, it's dusk. Well, you're taking a long time, you see, now you go, disperse, go and leave me alone. So they all go away after paying their homage. The young man also just bows down and goes away. Next day he comes, thinking that, well, he might ask me something. Again the crowd there, he sits there and quiet. A week passes by and he says, does he really know who I am and why I come? Does he? So I must approach. He feels in his mind. Formerly he thought that he is all-knowing, so he will approach. But now the youngster feels, well, I shall. So he ventures, in spite of the crowd around, small crowd. So he goes there and pays a visit. He looks at him, who are you? When did you come? So I'm here for a week here. You're here for a week? From a week now, I didn't see you. No, I was seated there. Fine. Good. Again, the humor starts running. The day passes by. The next day, he ventures a little more. And again he says, Sire, Master, I have been here for nearly over a week now, and I have come with a purpose. What's the purpose? Oh, I want your grace to descend on me so that I can have the truth. Please, impart the grace. Now I'm busy. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll see about it, the next day. So again, he specified, he has patience. So he comes again. And the crowd is seated there, and there's the chatting and all this. And no cognizance of that young man sitting there and wanting and all that. Because he doesn't go forward. As the people are leaving, and he keeps seated himself, Master, you told me to come the next day for the grace that you will impart. Oh, I completely forgot about it. So his mind says, what sort of a person he is? Is he a master or what? What is it? So this is the atmosphere of the perfect one. Perfect. Not saint, not a yogi, the perfect one. I remember what you said. All right, do one thing. Remind me, come tomorrow, you see, after having a bath and all that sort of thing, having your breakfast and all that, and then come here. And then when you come here, remind me what to do. But come early, a little bit early, and I'll think about it. So he is very happy that the next day is the day of judgment for him now. So he takes his bath in the river, has a good breakfast and all that. Now this reminds me of another story of Baba's humor, about taking food and all that. Yeah. Remind me later on. So he comes and he's settled and he's early, so he crawls before the master, pays his obeisance and all that. Master, you have called me and I have taken my bath, had a good breakfast and I've come. And so master says, what? And what? No, but you were to impart your grace. Oh, yeah. Do one thing. Now that do one thing. You see, I've got some work, you see. I want you to go to the northern gate of the city. You know, in the early years, there were gates, you see, in different directions, you see. So, you know, just as we have Delhi gate and that Kashmiri gate and all that sort of thing. So go to the northern gate of the city there and sit there. And come back when it is dusk. Sit there and report to me what you see. Let us see what happens. Well, he has to obey. First, primary thing is obedience. So he has to carry out. So he goes and takes a seat there, under the shade there, and he watches the gate. The gate is opened. You know, they actually have the gates because the bandits come, beasts enter there, leopards and tigers and all that sort of thing. So the gate has been opened because it's late now in the morning. So he sits there and watches. And to his amazement, there is nothing new. People go outside the gate, people come inside the city, mules and donkeys and carts and camels and horses and men, women, children, all these people. What is the matter? Why does he want me to sit here and see what? What is it? Nothing has happened. Day passes by. He had his breakfast and he was, well, there was nothing for lunch or anything. So the day passes by, it's dusk now, and a swagger comes, you see, whistling through the lock, you know, chains are there, you know, the huge gate, strong man, the warden comes there, the time, whistling, jolly good young man is there, and then he pulls the two gates there, gets the gates to close, to shut, and then now he winds the chain and puts the lock, just as he's putting the lock and putting the chain there, winding the chain around, an old man, this man is sitting and watching, because he has to go after that. So an old man from the outside the gate calls out pathetically to the warden there, please, please, please keep it open. I have to enter the city, because otherwise I will be eaten up by the animals over here. And he is so bent up. What has he got on his back? Pile of fuel, wood that he has carried, and he's very, very old, and he wants to enter there. And that man says, how many times you have shouted at me like that? Every now and again you come late. Why do you come so late? I'm not going to open this time. I beg of you, please. You must be having your father and grandfather. I am so old now. Please don't leave me alone. And he goes on pathetically imploring. And this swagger, you know, doesn't want to do anything. This young man gets the feeling, oh, what is there to just open there and put the gate and get the young man? If I had that grace, you know. Just the thought passes by. In the meantime, what happens? The imploring is so great, so he unwinds the chain, he pushes open the gate a little bit. The old man tries to come in. No, you can't enter. He takes his hefty purse, takes the whole burden of it and puts it inside the gate. You will remain out. That will teach you a lesson. And he locks the gate. The young man notices that. What cruelty is this? Why did he could have thrown that wood there and taken the old man inside? If I were one who has been graced by the master, I would have shattered that man. I would have cut the whole